Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's been a great start to the season for the Tennessee Volunteers men's basketball team. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Tennessee men's basketball coach Rick Barnes. Rick, thanks for taking time to join us today, man. We appreciate it.
Sure. It's good to be with you guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Hope you are as well.
Great.
And Rick, I mean, your team, at least from my vantage point, seems to have really bought in defensively, and you've talked about having to be willing to play that way all the time. What have you seen from your group so far in that area, and how much room for improvement do you still feel like is there?
We have a very unselfish group of guys, a very competitive group of guys, and in terms of improvement, there's a lot of room for improvement that we can continue to strive for and work at every single day. But as a group, again, the chemistry's been really good, because I can only tell you that I don't think we have anybody on this team that's a selfish basketball player. We still have guys that are learning how to play, and we'll continue to learn how to get into the roles that we need them to play. But as a group, these guys really pull for each other.
Yeah, and Rick, it's clear, you know, two very talented freshmen, of course, who are in the rotation, who are already doing really good things, and Keon Johnson, Jaden Springer, they both seem to really embrace that end of the floor as well. I mean, is it fair to say that's a rarity to have, you know, McDonald's All-American level recruits who come right in and relish playing defense?
I would say that it is a rarity to have high school guys that, in general, that understand how hard you've got to play defensively and understand that how hard it is to guard the basketball. And those two guys, from the time that we were involved in the recruiting process, the one thing that stood out to me was both of their abilities to, and their desire to want to take personally the challenge of trying to guard the ball. And they're learning right now too. Like I said, it's a big difference. So I can only imagine if they didn't have that mindset where they would be right now, they would be behind. But because they do have it, they showed that to us early once we were able to get our practices going. And they both are learning how to be part of a scheme now defensively away from the ball, which is not unusual for most players coming in, really understanding how to rotate during ball screen coverage or whatever the play might be. But as terms of on the ball, there is maybe two of the best that we've ever coached.
Rick, obviously it's still very early in the season and you've got some things to work through, but what's the biggest thing that you've learned about your group so far?
Well, again, I think the fact that if I would say, I don't know if I could just tell you one thing, but the best part has been their willingness to learn how to practice the right way. And that's where I think the two guys you were talking about, when they learn how to practice the right way, I think they're going to make the steps that we all want to see them make. And understanding how every day matters. The older guys who have been with us, they do understand it. Josiah James went through a year last year where he was up and down, and he would be a guy that could tell these guys, it's about getting better every single day. And that's probably what is the biggest thing in our program, is that what we're about. We want to keep taking steps forward. We don't want to plateau at any point in time. We don't want to one step forward, two steps back. And that comes with practice. I mean, I think everybody would say they want to play when the lights come on, but it's all about preparation. It's all about purpose every day, and that's where I want to see us as a team, and everybody embrace that every single day. And practice is really important to us. It really is. And guys that start, they're going to earn it during practice. And if that's a big thing, because starting to me is not that big a deal. Finishing the game would be what what as a coaching staff we're most concerned about. But the fact is, if starting is important to you, you're going to have to earn it in practice.
Rick, I know last year was obviously a transitional year. I mean, you lose such great players from the team before, not just players, but also strong voices in that locker room. And I know last year you were looking for more from your veterans in that way. Obviously, guys like John Fulkerson, Eve Pons are terrific players, maybe not naturally vocal guys, but have you seen them grow in that way? And is there anyone else? You mentioned Josiah. It seems to me from afar that he's a guy who has a little bit more of a voice out there. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say that's accurate, and I think those guys have grown. I do, but last year was one of those years, you know, boy, I mean, we had to remake our team three times, you know, really four times throughout the year because of all the things that went on with our program with, you know, Lamonte getting hurt and having to finish it up, and then Josiah was hurt most of last year. Santi came in 2 days of practice. We put him out there, and we had to tailor some things for him, and then we even Folky started playing well enough that we felt like we could play through them. And at the end of the year, we finally felt like we got ourselves on solid ground. But in terms of leadership, I think you're accurate with what you said. I do think that Santi's becoming more of a vocal guy, too. He's starting to understand more and more that he needs to at his position. And so as a group, as long as they collectively can work together, get it done, and communicate. And one of the toughest things to do is to get just that guy's talking on the court the way you want him to talk. And there's no excuse this year with not many people in the fans. We should be heard, and they should be able to say what they need to say in terms of our coverage and whatever we call on the offense, be able to echo that their teammates. So we shouldn't ever be out of sync in terms of communication.
Tennessee men's basketball
and
coach.
I was going to say this to you too. The locker room's different because of the COVID, you know. If you came and looked at our locker room, it's totally set up different than it was a year ago. And we've tried to do everything the right way there, which we miss. I can tell you, we all as a group miss the camaraderie that we were able to have in the locker room, but we just don't hang out in there because we know that could create problems.
Tennessee men's basketball coach Rick Barnes on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rick, I was going to ask you about that. Just what's it been like mentally for you and your players and your staff so far with the disrupted start of the season and just everything that comes with the challenges of trying to get on the court and play basketball here in 2020?
Well, it was tough, but I don't think we're any different than any other teams that have had to deal with it. You know, we had our schedule, and we went right up to the very end to put together our schedule because of the way things were started out, and it was hard. I mean, we were one of the last teams, I would think, that got started to play because of the COVID hitting us right when it did. But we weren't naive enough to think that there weren't going to be some stoppages. I mean, all you had to do is look at all the sports that had played before us. Every sport had some stoppages, so we knew it could and would happen at some point in time. But the tough thing about it was when we got ready to play, we put the Colorado game was basically put together in 2 days, and we played them 4 days later. And things like that is unheard of. You don't do that. But we're able to work through it. The game we played last night, you know, with St. Joe's, we were able to get that one locked in after some other things happened. And even now that we've only got one non-league game left, we had other teams, if something happened through this stretch here, that we could also reach out and maybe plug something in. But that part has been tough. I think the players would tell you it was very difficult for them for the ones that, again, that were ready to go, that we didn't get to start on time. And, you know, we were looking forward, first of all, to going to Charleston. Then it was moved to the bubble. Then the bubble imploded, and we worked out our own MTE here, and that didn't work out. And, you know, we had a game with Gonzaga in Indy. Then we were going to drive up and play Notre Dame, and that was going to be a return game next year. So a lot of things that, you know, that you thought were going to be real positive with all this, turned out we couldn't work it out. But it is what it is, and I think our guys have done the best they can do to try to, you know, stay focused and get the most out of what we have to do.
Talking with Tennessee men's basketball coach Rick Barnes. Rick, you mentioned Gonzaga. I will say that every time I watch your team play, I get a little pang of regret that we didn't get to see you and this team play Gonzaga. Maybe you don't feel the same way, but that would be a fascinating game. I don't know how much you pay attention to, you know, other teams or are able to even watch other games, but you know, where do you think your team fits into the national picture at this point? and of course, projecting ahead, too, of what you could become?
Well, you know, one, you know, Mark, you and I are good friends, and he and I had talked as late as last week, thinking that maybe if there's some way that we could move some things around, that we could maybe meet and play in either Phoenix or Fort Worth, which we couldn't. We just couldn't do it with our schedule and with our Christmas break, and I think they ended up picking up Virginia to play in Fort Worth. So those talks were there. But you know what? I don't know where we are. I can tell you this. I like where we are in terms of the attitude with our team and what we're trying to do. And we've said it before, we'll play anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. And I think this team, they were probably, there was no question, they were disappointed that we didn't get to do all the things that we had on our schedule. You know, we had a terrific schedule lined up with you know, going to Indianapolis to play them and then on to Notre Dame and things like that. But I just know this, it's about getting better every single day, and we do that when those opportunities come. We're going to be, certainly we've got a game tomorrow, then, you know, maybe one of the biggest surprise teams in the country, and I'm really happy for them, is what Konzo Martin has done at Missouri. I mean, those guys beat Illinois when Illinois was coming off a great win in Cameron Indoor Stadium and led most of that game. That's going to be our first conference game on the road up there, and they've had a terrific year, so we're going to, believe me, in the next week and a half, or what, we're going to be tested at the highest level. They beat Illinois, I think, when Illinois was ranked third in the country.
Yeah, really looking forward to that game. You know, so many, you know, we've talked about a lot of the players in your team, Rick. I mean, you have a lot of individual talent, but they're playing so well collectively. But a couple of guys who, you know, maybe weren't as heralded coming in, but I think have been really nice additions. And I know we heard a lot about Victor Bailey last year in practice, but he has really been a nice shooter, also playing good defense. And then EJ Anasicki, what does he bring inside to have another big body to sort of help focus in there? Those two guys in particular, you know, what have they shown you so far, and how much, how big has it been to add them?
Well, with DJ, Victor Bailey, having him in the program sitting out a year was huge, because the fact that he, you know, he knows what we're doing. And even though we've added some stuff, we've tweaked some things, and we continue to do that with our personnel. And again, he's improved defensively, and he's again one of those players that we think that can be a terrific defensive player, but he's going to have to improve his off-ball defense. But, you know, offensively, you know, he's a guy that can go get some buckets. There's no question about that. And then EJ Anasicki is, we knew EJ, you know, his sister obviously played here, won two national championships with the Lady Vols, and he'd been around here in the summers when his sister Nikki was on the women's staff, and so we knew him, and he would come in and play with our guys, and once he made that decision he wanted to leave, we were so excited that to have him part of a program, because he's an extremely hard worker, unbelievably conscientious, one of those guys that when he gets through the workout, he'll keep a journal of what he added to his game, what he needs to do, and he's strong. He's only going to get better and better, I think, as he continues to get himself in the kind of shape he needs to be in. And I would say that as a group. You know, we aren't in the shape that we'd like to be in, that we were in prior to that when we had to shut it down. And so we're going to have to all get better there. But he's been an addition, because you saw last night, he made some just great tenacity, hard-nosed plays, and he, like I said, he's an extremely hard worker. He's already done a lot with his shot. He'll continue to get better. And the good thing, we'll get to have him for 2 years, which is really a great thing for our program.
Tennessee men's basketball coach Rick Barnes has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexra. Rick, really appreciate you taking time to join us. Continued good luck to you and your team through the rest of the season here, and hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Rick Barnes, Tennessee men's basketball coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. And, Joe, I tell you, I mean, you look at this team, they got a chance to do something really special. Defensively, they have been locked in early on, and once they start to get firing offensively like they have the last couple of games, they are going to be dangerous for anyone around the country.
Really are. It's a potentially special team. And you know, I mean, the first thing Rick talked about there was the unselfishness. I think that has to be a part of great defensive teams, but also the way they move the ball offensively. They have so many different options. You know, they've got a lot. I mean, they're not going to have a lot of 20-point scores this year, but they're going to have a lot of games with five, you know, four, five, six guys in double figures, and that is a tough team to deal with.
So what is the potential of this Tennessee men's basketball team? Do they have a chance to make it to the Final Four? We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.